Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
All right, guys, welcome back to a end of year special of the Mitchell's Golf Show podcast, officially episode 215. Hi, Guy. How are you?
I'm good, but I've got a little bit deja vu. And the reason we've got deja vu, you're not so chipper right now. Although you're coming across like you are, we've just recorded for 25 minutes of absolute pure podcast gold and the SD card apparently corrupt. What does that mean in layman's terms, Rick?
It's all gone to...
Yeah, it's going down the Swanee. So we've got to do all that stuff again now. Pretend it's all new. So, okay. Hi, Rick. I am okay. Thank you. How are you today?
Let's get the script back out. we wanted to do a last end of year podcast for you hardcore podcast fans. It's not been quite as regular upload schedule recently because of trips away, a few guests, etc. But we wanted to get one more nice little cheeky episode in before the Christmas break.
Let me just elaborate on that for a second, because there's been a few people in the podcast Facebook group asking about the podcast, and I don't mind that at all. I love it because it means those people are missing it and they want it. We do the podcast, we love doing the podcast. However, and this is going to be obvious to people listening and watching, the main channel content has to come first, right? And these last couple of weeks, you've been away in America, then we were in Dubai, then we've had lots of filming through so many club releases around the corner. We've been filming lots of content. I'd like to say now, the start of 2024, in my opinion, is the most excited I've ever been for our content.
Well, right now, right at this moment in time, albeit that SD card just corrupt, which hopefully it's not got any other footage on, right now we've got 27 videos filmed in the can.
It's insane.
We've never had that many videos filmed ready to go into a brand new year.
Absolutely not. So because of that, the podcast has somewhat taken a back seat, well, only slightly, and I think you've got a family holiday booked, which you very much deserve, early Jan. So I'd hand on heart, I think, probably by middle to back end of Jan, we'll be back on the Tuesday every single week upload. So if you do wonder where we've gone, do not worry.
Do not worry.
We'll still be active in the group. If you want to have a chat to us, come into the Facebook group, Rick Shields Golf Show Podcast. We'll be chatting in there. I will be anyway. Will you be chatting in there?
Obviously.
Of course you will.
And I'm pretty confident in the next 2-3 weeks, nothing major in the world of golf's going to happen.
No.
I'm sure nobody's going to leave a clothing brand that they've been attached to for the last 30 odd years. I'm sure that no other players are going to join a John Rahm live team.
No.
I'm pretty sure that no big equipment changes from any players. To be honest, equipment changes from players seems like the smallest amount of news these days.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's much bigger than that now. But yeah, it's all been a crazy, crazy year. There's been drama left, right, and centre. I'm not quite sure where the world of golf is right at this present moment in time, but I'll tell you one thing. Right now, the golf media, the golf world brings a lot of headlines.
I love it.
That are very clickable and very watchable and very talkable about. So, it's an exciting time. We have just been on a massive trip, like you mentioned. I've been in America filming with Bryson DeChambeau. I was over there for a week or so, filmed with Bryson, did a 10-shot challenge with him. The video is out now. If you've not checked it out, do check it out. Very good match. I threw a few shots away at the end, but also finished it with an incredible final hole, so check that out. Also, we filmed another 10-shot challenge that will be coming out in January with another player.
A huge... That might be February.
That probably might be February.
January will be
January. Then after America, we flew over to Dubai. I met you in Dubai.
Did.
We filmed loads of killer content in
we
Dubai.
We had our match.
We had our big, big match.
Huge match. We won't spoil the result, obviously. It lived up to expectations.
It was dramatic in every sense of the word.
I honestly believe that our great-grandchildren will talk about that.
I think so.
They'll be enemies. They'll hate each other because of it, but they'll talk about it.
So that's all to come out. We also had the pleasure, and I mean this from the bottom of our hearts, had the pleasure of spending a full day with Tommy Fleetwood.
Mm.
And Tommy is one of the nicest people in the world. We got to do a 10-shot challenge with him, which is also a great video. He also allowed us into his brain around how he plays some incredible short game shots.
Yeah.
Also talks about the golf clubs that he currently has in the bag. And we did a very, very in-depth, detailed, long podcast, which actually might be the first podcast released in 2024.
Yeah. Tommy is, you know, we've been fortunate, and you've even more so, but fortunate to spend so much time with some of these amazing golfers. And I'm always in awe of them because of how well they play the game of golf. Obviously, they hit the ball a long way, clearly. They hit the ball so close to the flag, they hold putts, the bunker game, etc. However, once you've seen that enough times, you're still in awe of it, but it's kind of what you expect. However, with Tommy, what you don't get over, genuinely, it's how nice of a guy he is. He's got, obviously, you know, without being crude, all the money in the world, all the success. He's played on the Ryder Cup. He's hit the winning shot. He has had an amazing career so far. And yet, he's just a normal guy who is just so nice, so sound. His wife was with us as well. She was lovely. Yeah, what a great guy. And I actually want to spend as much time as we can to make content because he's just awesome.
Yeah, he's really, really good. So those videos are coming out soon. Also, this week, I've been a very good boy recently.
You have been a good boy.
Thanks. Hopefully, I'm on the good list.
You are on Santa's good list. Hopefully the elves have told me.
I have been, last 9 weeks, grinding. I've not dropped a single drink of alcohol. I've not sipped a single drop of alcohol.
You have dropped pounds.
I have dropped many pounds around my waist. So I've been working hard in the gym, eating better, not drinking. However, that's all good. I'm going to continue that into 2024. However, we had a little bit of a blowout at the start this week because we had our staff Christmas do.
Oh, Ricky was up. Was Ricky there or not?
No.
It was Ricky with an IE, not Ricky with a Y.
I think it was.
It wasn't Richard.
It wasn't what I'd normally be. So I'd not drank for 9 weeks. We went to the Brabazon, Belfry. Wonderful resort.
Love it.
The full team. The team here, I think it surprises people how big the team is. Every single person in the team does an incredible job. They really do. And they've been amazing this year. They really have. But we went over to the Belfry. We had a full day on the Brabazon golf course. Brabazon was in great condition.
For the time of year, we're lucky we play some amazing golf courses. Typically, this time of year, you'd have to go to the coast to get a good quality golf course. I was very impressed by the Brabazon. Greens were slick.
So after 9 holes, no alcohol had been consumed. Nope. And then it got to the turn. And I had a cracked open a can of Estrella.
Yeah.
And I had 2 Jack Daniels and Cokes.
He was back.
And I was ready. I was hammered.
Yeah, he was. You were. But you said hugging. You're so sound, you mate. That was the way to give it away.
No, it was good. We had a mixture of golfers and non-golfers in the team.
You were a non-golfer.
I was a non-golfer. And it was very, very good. We had a nice, lovely meal. We played a bit of poker after.
We did.
You were a dark horse in the poker.
I don't want to talk about the poker. There was 11 of us playing. I'm not a big poker guy, but I took the winnings easy. It's like taking candy from a baby.
With his sunglasses over there and his hoodie.
Do not talk to me.
No, you played well.
I did play, yeah. Thanks.
So, yeah, you managed to take the spoils of the poker, which was good. In fact, I have actually got you a little Christmas present. I was going to give it you at the staff do.
Is this what we're going to win for poker? Okay, I'm expecting big here. Let's see what I've got.
People might watch in, might notice we're rocking a little bit of new headwear. Mm. The new RS merch and the Break 75 merch, but also got your little present.
Okay, I'm excited for this. What is it? What could it be?
So,
a Rolex.
As a gift for being such a fantastic host, I've got you a brand new RS.
Wow.
Butter Mallet cover.
Wow. Okay, let me take a closer look at this.
That is for you. Tell us about the quality, guy.
Let me get my head around it first. Okay, so the good news is, Rick, you give me a mallet head cover putter. Putter head cover. I have a mallet putter. I'm well known for using a spider. That's what people think about me. When they think of Guy Charney, they think spider straight away, don't you? this will fit my spider. The quality is very nice. He's got it all here. But my put a head cover here. It's got the white RS on. I love that. Magnetic. I like magnetic for two reasons, Rick. Firstly, doesn't lose its magneticism over time. Secondly, when you take your putter cover off the putter, you then magnet it onto your iron so it doesn't get dirty. The only qualm I've got with this head cover, Rick, is black and white fits my colour scheme of my golf bag perfectly. On the back side, it's got the "be phenomenal," one of your catchphrases, which I like, don't get me wrong. However, I would much rather be a clubhouse guy.
Well,
if only there was one.
It's funny you say that, because available now at rickshields.com is the full collection of the RS merch, including mallet putter covers with the clubhouse, exclusively for clubhouse members only.
Limited edition, may I add.
There is also driver head covers available, some fantastic ones. There's an all black everything. There's this one where it's business on the front, party on the back. Oof, with the shot tracers. There's the paint splatter head cover with rip it on the top, which encourages you to hit those bombed long drives. And once you get on the greens, another matching head cover that says "hole it." The merchandise also bleeds into smaller accessories such as ball markers, this reversible RS black and red one, pitchforks, tee pegs,
you name
hats, beanies, t-shirts, hoodies, whatever you want is available now to buy at rickshields.com. If you want a last, there's also towels as well, a catchphrase towel, all my catchphrases on, and also a cool black "be phenomenal" towel. If you are a little bit too late to order pre-Christmas, do not fret. You can order a gift card for your loved ones so you can give them something on Christmas Day so they can spend in the shop at rickshields.com.
You could, but forget that. Order stuff for yourself.
Correct.
Christmas is not a time for giving to other people. It's time for giving yourself a new head cover.
I think this might be my favourite piece.
I like that, I do. But as a mallet guy and as a OG, as a founder, CEO, head doorman of the clubhouse, I have to stay loyal to the clubhouse.
I get that.
So I have basically got this one. I have got it, but I've got the clubhouse version. And I will use that till the day I die.
Till the day you die. Contracted.
Or till the next merch drop comes out. And I might swap it.
This is the Tiger Stripe one, the RS Tiger Stripe. So yeah, there's loads of cool stuff, guys. Thanks for your support. The quality of this stuff is absolutely incredible. I wouldn't put my name on it if it wasn't phenomenal. So thanks to the guys at PRG who've made some incredible product. They make all the Ryder Cup merch and open merch, and now they make the RS merch as well. Check it out, rickshields.com. It gets ordered to UK and US currently. We are working on the new year of shipping it globally to every four corners of the globe.
I think, you know, jokes aside, that is the big thing that for me, you know, obviously I'm very close to this stuff, but genuinely now, if you look at a lot of the big brands, and there's, you know, I don't want to kind of call out the brands, but there's drivers these days that are looking at £500, even £600, and obviously a lot of R&D goes into those drivers, etc. But then you look at the head covers that come on them, and they often are very thin, very flimsy. The quality of this stuff, if you touch it, if you feel it, I'm sure some of you watching, listening have got some, or you know, you might have friends who've now bought some of this stuff as well. Have a look at it, have a feel of it. I would, hand on heart, I would, what's the word I'm looking for? You'd be hard pressed to find someone that is not genuinely impressed by this quality of head cover.
The feedback's been really, really positive. So awesome. Thank you everybody for supporting the channel. Also, I want to take this opportunity to thank every single body that listens, watches, comments, subscribes, interacts with the Facebook group. You guys that make this so important for us that we can continue to do the podcast. Your support has been amazing. And if you want to pick up some merch, feel free to do so at rickshields.com. And everybody that I see rocking the merch will get a big handshake and maybe even a hug.
Maybe even you might reimburse the purchase as well. So if you spent £100 on merch, go up to Rick and you wear the head covers like oven mitts. Whoa, Ricky Shieldsy. You'll then reimburse them. So it's actually you make profit, really, if anything.
So yeah, check all that out. And who knows, with all the rumours going around at the moment with Mr. Tiger Woods, potentially it's the last time we're ever going to see him in Nike gear.
Yeah.
Maybe. The rumour is he might be rocking RS gear next year.
Well, I will make you a deal now, live on air. If Tiger Woods is ever seen, even with a meter of RS merch, but wearing RS merch in particular, I will eat my Brick 75 hat. How's that sound? With a knife and fork.
Done.
But who knows? Maybe Charlie Woods is the way in.
Charlie. Well, Charlie will rock it. I'll send him a little care package.
Yes.
Yeah, Tiger might not be with Nike.
Yeah, this is a strange one. So I'm sure we're not the first onto this, but the people watching, listening will know. Some might not know, but obviously Tiger has been wearing Nike since he turned pro in 96. He is arguably, I would say, even well, yeah, I think you've got Tiger, you've got Michael Jordan, and you've probably got Ronaldo, Cristiano Ronaldo, who are, and Serena Williams maybe, who are, they are Nike through and through, aren't they? The rumours are that Tiger is parting ways with Nike. I can't remember where these rumours initially came from. However, he was asked in a press conference at the PNC twice in a row about his relationship with Nike. And his answer was something along the lines of, I'm wearing their product right now. Which I think we can, you know, we don't want to start too many rumours and egg them on. But we can say that that probably says enough. You would say more if you were carrying on with Nike.
I think from what I understand as well, he was on a 10-year deal from 2013. Obviously, that's coming to an end. Where he's going to go, what he's going to be wearing, who knows? But the positive thing is, we never thought we'd see the day where Tiger seems like he's back again.
Yeah.
Like, how many times can we actually say that? He's been out, obviously, having treatment after... It was the Masters this year we saw the last of him.
Yes.
And we've not seen him at all until the Hero Championship about three weeks ago, where he played very nicely. Played in the PNC with Charlie Woods, who's just an unbelievable character. I'd love to get Charlie on the channel one day. I think it'd be amazing if we could. But Charlie was there just ripping it up every single year. He seems he seems like he's getting better and better. And then he's now committed or said that he wants to try and play in a tournament every month. So we are going to see him at the Masters in April. We are going to see him at the Open at Royal True next year. We are going to see him at the USPGA. We might not see him at the US Open because apparently his exemption has expired from that venue.
But for him,
I think he'll be at the US Open.
I think what, for me, I'm actually wearing a Tiger Woods jumper, so obviously it goes without saying. I'm sure people listening and watching who listen and watch a lot know this. We're huge Tiger fans, obviously. I think he looks, like you said, fit. He's hitting some great golf shots. He looks fast. He looks absolutely jacked. And also as well, one thing you didn't mention then, but I think it also is great to show his fitness. Not only has he played at the PNC and the Hero, he's been caddying a lot for Charlie. It's been those kind of images leaked and stuff, which you think if he's walking around carrying a golf bag for 18 holes, caddying, he must be feeling like relatively fresh and fit. I just hope that if he does play this once a month, he is competitive. Because I think for me, when you think of Tiger Woods, yes, you think of lots of things. But ultimately, you think of being an absolute dominant force. And I suppose it's like football when players retire at the right time, or sometimes they don't and they carry on and they're not, you know, they're not the same as they were. And it can sometimes damage a career. I don't think Tiger ever would carry on playing if he doesn't think he can win. I think he said that at the Hero, that he thinks he can win, he feels he can win. I hope he is up there. I hope he's making cuts and he's in those top tens and winning majors maybe. I'd love to see it, but I just hope he is. I don't want to be kind of let down, but yeah, who knows?
He might be lifting another major trophy, another major tournament, not rocking a Nike swoosh, which would be very bizarre.
Silly question then, but would he be a huge loss for Nike? Now, my initial answer to that would be yes, of course he would. But when you think about it on a more kind of deeper level, think about why brands pay athletes, no matter what sport, to use their product. It's for two reasons, really. It's first, just to sell more product, obviously. I suppose, secondly, it's to almost legitimize a brand.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So, even though you know that an athlete is getting paid a lot of money to use something or promote something, you also then, or I do anyway, think, well, they must also still trust it to use that. So, you know, whether it be John Rahm with Callaway, he's getting paid an absolute fortune to use Callaway. But equally, you think, well, he must also like it, otherwise he wouldn't want to use it for his career. I think what Tiger did, you know, with Nike, Nike was in golf before Tiger. Seve Ballesteros used to wear it a long, long time ago. But he really brought Nike into golf, didn't he? And he made golf cool. Has he done his bit almost? You know, they've still obviously got Rory. They've obviously got Brooks Koepka. There's obviously several guys. There's Nelly Korda as well, etc., wearing it on the women's tours. Does it matter now if they lose Tiger?
What'll be interesting, though, is it's not about maybe losing Tiger. It's whoever Tiger goes to, is he the first Nike athlete to go there?
Mm.
Like, who could maybe go next? Yeah. Will it be a Rory goes and joins him? Will it be, you know, Brooks Koepka goes and joins him potentially? Like, is he the first domino to fall potentially?
Well, and then the other thing as well, and we are looking quite deep at this, it's only, again, it's only clothes and shoes. But if, you know, it's surely Tiger is obviously worth a lot of money to Nike. He has to be. He might be looking at it purely financially and thinking, right, they're willing to pay me, these are numbers are made from thin air, $10 million a year, right? Over 10 years, that's $100 million. However, if I go and launch my own company or get shares in an existing company, I can get $20 million a year over 10 years. That's double the money. It's better. But is it that, or is it that Nike are thinking, you know what, we can pay Tiger $10 million a year, but it's not worth it for us? You know, we don't think golf's that important anymore. You know, we want to focus on football, soccer, whatever. We want to focus on tennis. We want to focus on, now they do a lot in the gym wear and stuff. Is it that they're not looking at golf being that attractive, that profitable? Maybe. If that's the case, a big if that's the case, is that a bad thing for golf? That, you know, ultimately Nike are the biggest sports brand in the world and they're not carrying on their relationship with the best known golfer of all time. Does that say something bad about the sport? Would that ever happen with Ronaldo or, you know, Adidas with David Beckham? He's retired long since, but he's still going to be a lifetime athlete.
Yeah, I think again, going back to why they even pulled out of making equipment. Obviously, you worked for Nike at the time, and I was kind of, not long after, I was wearing Nike clothing as well. Is that I think that a lot of their decisions is based on business.
Yeah,
it's not emotional. It's sometimes it's like, well, these numbers just don't add up. If we're spending X amount on Tiger, Rory, Brooks, Nelly, Jason Day, all these other players. Well, it doesn't. We're not balancing the books over here. We're paying them $50 million. We're only making $30 million. Well, this isn't adding up anymore. Yeah. Do you get what I mean? It might just be as simple as that, really.
Well, yeah, but you look at obviously all these new purses now that obviously the PGA Tour trying to fund, and you know they're going to have to get more eyeballs on golf to justify it. If the players are getting paid so much money now, that money has to come from somewhere. It comes from investments. It comes from sponsors. For me, it's not a great thing if Nike are coming away from Tiger, because it makes me feel like they mustn't see a return on investment, and is that bad for the world of golf? I don't know. We can go on all day about it, but it will be weird seeing him.
The only way we can find out is if Tiger comes on the podcast.
Correct.
So Tiger, if you want to email us at podcast@rickshields.com, and if you want to come on the podcast, I'm sure if you can fly into Manchester Airport.
Yeah, economy, fine.
We'll cover your economy flights.
Yeah, we'll get you an Uber.
And we'll get you an Uber here to the studio, and then you can come and spend maybe an hour here, maybe 2 hours. We'll treat you to a
Subway.
A burgerism,
okay, fair dues.
Treat you to a burgerism.
That's for fries as well.
Yep. And then get you an Uber home, back to the Premier Inn. You can stay at the Premier Inn,
yep,
and then fly it the next day.
Yep.
So thanks for that. And then you can really tell us the reason why maybe you're not wearing Nike next year.
I wonder if someone actually said to Tiger, listen to this podcast, what his reaction would actually be. Would he raise a half smile? Would he say, what absolute idiots? Would he just think, pathetic?
Who are these kids?
Yeah. Kids. Would he say kids?
I don't think he would. Anyway, on Tiger potentially coming on the podcast next year, is there anybody that you would love to have on the podcast next year?
Okay, good question. Clearly, Tiger's the holy grail. I would love to also have, I'd love to have Rory on. And I think for me now, with obviously what's going on with Liv and Rory's kind of, his kind of position, I always come off the tour board thing, but I feel like, although he's only a little bit older than me, a year or so older than me, it feels like he's a real kind of, what's the word I'm looking for? Like figurehead of golf, doesn't he?
And I think
spokesperson for golf, and he really is one of the few golfers, I would say, certainly in the UK, he was a household name. Like if you went to a random person who doesn't even have much interest in sport and you said name a golfer, they'd probably say Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. I actually wouldn't want to speak to him as much about his golf in terms of his performances, but just more about golf and the future of golf and things that we're doing right, things that we're doing wrong. I think that would be interesting.
And then get him on a 10-shot challenge.
And then a 10-shot challenge. That would be phenomenal.
Maybe a 20-shot challenge. I'd love to get, obviously, John Rahm.
Yeah.
There's obviously, we're moving on to Liv now. I'd like to ask him genuinely the questions around, come on, John, these are the things you said, and these are the things you now say.
Yeah.
Explain.
Money.
Well, that's fine, as long as he explained it. I'd also genuinely really like to get someone like Scotty Cameron on.
Yeah. Yes.
Like the guy who actually makes incredible putters.
Yeah.
Like that'd be a mad one as well. And just interesting guests. I mean, we've had some phenomenal guests on this year again. Who's been your kind of standout favourite guest that we've had on this year?
Wow, good question.
Can I go first?
Go on then, you go first. If you've got one lined up, hit me.
Generally my favourite one this year has been Robert Rock.
Good shout.
I thought Robert Rock, after the career he's had on the tour, was phenomenal. He actually texted me a couple of days ago saying as well, we're trying to do something with a junior golf event next year, which I'm excited about. But he said there's more people who have come up to him and spoke to him about the podcast than people who came up to him when he beat Tiger.
Like,
there's more people saying, oh, listen to your podcast, that was amazing, you did great, than when he actually beat Tiger Woods.
Is
more
that
people...
a good thing for him or a bad thing?
I don't know, but he really appreciated it, so that's good. Go on, who's yours?
It is a good question. We've had a lot. I'm trying to actually look now at who we've had on. We've had an array of guests. I think one thing just on the guests and what we're committed to for next year, without bigging our own podcast up, we like have this kind of diversity of somebody that, like a Bryson, who is literally a huge name in the world of golf, or Tommy, who is, I think, currently the 13th best player in the world and the top of his game and a Ryder Cup legend. And then equally, someone like a Robert Rock, who's a bit more under the radar. I think for me, though, one of my favourites this year, probably because I didn't expect it to be honest with you. But like when you go for a meal, if you go up for a fillet steak, expect it to be amazing and it's great. Well, that's good. When you go somewhere that you're not as sure about and you come out and that was fantastic, it's always better. I think for me, the one that felt like that was Dave Sampson. So the guy from European Golf Designs who designed the Ryder Cup course this year, Marco Simone. I'm not hiding anything. I'm not a huge golf architect buff. It doesn't massively get me super excited. When I play a golf course, I don't really look at it and think, that's a well-placed bunker. However, when we had Dave on, he spoke about how, you know, his process of designing golf courses and what they have to go through. And certainly with a Ryder Cup golf course, which is very different to a normal 18-hole golf course. You know, that one I found really insightful and really enjoyed. And again, that's something for this year, just said this, but we're really committed to doing, is having this mixture of guests on. I love how, you know, again, without bigging it up too much, our own podcast, but one week it might be us chatting nonsense, next week it could be someone as big as Bryson, then it could be someone that people haven't heard of who owns a small pro shop but got a great story. I think for me,
it's the variety, isn't it?
It's that, and also something I really love doing with the videos or podcasts is giving people either new people to follow and almost fall in love with, or give people a new perception on somebody. So yesterday, actually, after our work's due, I went to the driving range near me. I went to Clark's Golf Centre. I was whacking some balls, and as we're walking out, a lady stopped me actually, and she was lovely. Her name was Nicola. We got chatting. She was a member at two golf courses that are really good. She was a member at Southport and Ainsdale and Silloth.
Right.
And we were chatting about the videos, and she was chatting about the Bryson video with you, and she loved it. And she actually said that it really changed the perception on Bryson. And I saw a lot of comments saying that as well. And we had a similar thing with, I don't want to kind of name everybody, but a few golfers we filmed with, people said, you know what?
I think Ian Poulter was a big one.
Certainly after the whole Liv stuff. people came into it thinking, oh, I'm not sure on that person for whatever reason, and watched it and saw that more human side of the person and really enjoyed it. I think that's the thing for me. If we can do that with videos and we can, you know, we can showcase guests who don't always have that big of a platform. And someone like Robert Rock, I mean, he's been there, he's done it. He's beaten Tiger Woods in a huge event, but doesn't really, I would say, get the kind of credit he maybe deserves or the recognition. So to get, and it's, I don't know, it'll sound condescending that we're giving them that, but to put them on a fairly big platform and let them tell their story, I do enjoy that.
Yeah, it's really, really good. And like I say, we're going to get some more banger guests next year. Just a bit of housekeeping. I think we mentioned at the start of this podcast that we'll probably have a little bit of time off now for the podcast. Probably be start of Jan. Not quite sure when the date. We've got the Tommy Fleetwood podcast recorded.
Yes.
That might be the first one that goes out at the start of Jan.
And then you're on holiday, so we'll have a bit of a delay. I think back end of Jan is when it gets back up and running every single Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast or watch your podcast on YouTube. Feel free.
Of course. Good.
I've got just a few questions, Rick. Super quick questions because we have been asking our favorite people. In fact, actually, there might be a new hierarchy. So you would class people who listen to the podcast and are listening to every episode of the podcast and are in the Facebook group like family, wouldn't you? You'd say they're like your family.
They're in the Facebook group too.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
However, what about people that have done all that and bought merch?
Well, yeah, that's different level. Do you know what I mean?
It's like a brother or a sister. However, we have asked for questions in that group, and we'll go through a few before we wrap this up.
Okay.
Tim Morris, Rick, what is the best and worst golf-related extra present you've ever received?
Oh, my God. The worst Christmas presents I've ever received was like, I was quite young back in the day, but like a counter for
yes,
shot.
You need it.
I didn't go up high enough. So that was the worst one. And then probably the best one. What's the best present I've had as a golf gift?
I've actually got mine in my head, and it might surprise you.
No, I don't think I've ever had an amazing golf gift present.
Well, there you go. There's a clubhouse golf tee, Rick.
That's my best present I've ever had.
The worst one I've ever had, and it's only a few years ago from a wife. I think I mentioned this a couple of years ago on here, was those golf pens. It's like a golf club, a mini little golf club that you take the head off and or the grip off and a pen comes out.
And was it in a little tiny bag?
Correct. They're not great. The best, I've actually got two, and they're very, very contrasting. These are when I was very, very young. One year, I was very lucky, I got a power caddy. And I was a member of a very, very, very hilly golf club. So although I was a young junior, a power caddy was almost essential if you wanted to try and play decent golf because the hills used to kill you. And before I got this power caddy, I had like a fake one, basically from Macro, which is like Costco, and it was garbage, it kept breaking. And I eventually got a genuine power caddy. That was brilliant. But on the complete flip side, because that was obviously a very expensive gift, one year, this sounds really geeky, I got a diary, I was only about 10, like an actual diary, but it was a bespoke golf diary. And I don't know what it was. It
a
was
diary or a calendar?
No, an actual diary. Now, right. I would never put stuff in it as such, but it was like, it probably had in, I can only remember it a little bit, but I would have had like the dates of the majors, let's just say. And inside it would have had like a handicap chart and like, oh, 3/4 of 28 is whatever. And for whatever reason, I absolutely loved it. So that's up there for me. But it's not always how much you spend, Rick. And that's why I love the Rick Shields merch, because you can go cheaper.
You can go ball marker.
Or you can go for something a bit more elaborate.
Go fancy head cover.
Rick, Kevin Nash, what are our goals for 2024? Let's go just purely on the golf side of things. What's your goal for 2024?
I've got two. I've been thinking about these recently. I'm actually genuinely thinking what you're
looking at. No, I just want to interest in what you say.
I'm genuinely thinking of keeping my handicap.
Oh, okay.
Like for almost every round of golf, every break 75 and everything, almost trying to keep an actual handicap throughout the year. My other one, and this is more of a vain one, but I think it would, it's weird because it's probably not the part of my game I need to be working on, but I do think it'll make a difference. I want more clubhead speed. I want more ball speed and clubhead speed and distance. So I want 115 miles per hour clubhead speed, over 170 miles per hour ball speed, and I want to be bombing it over 300 yards again.
Again?
I used to back in the day when I was young and fit.
I think, you know what, for me, I don't really obviously don't play enough, but I just actually enjoy playing golf. And also playing, I don't play very well very often, I don't think most of us do, but playing well enough to enjoy. And I think for me, obviously that's, everyone's got different perception on that. But when we're, you know, we obviously played a lot of golf in Dubai, I was very fortunate to do so. I don't want to or expect to play amazing golf. But just to play at a level where I'm hitting some good tee shots, not losing loads of balls, just enjoying the course. There's nothing worse than going to a golf course you never played before, which is actually what I do a lot, as probably you, well, you've been a lot of them, but you do to a degree as well. And just spraying everywhere. Yeah. It's just not fun.
Yeah, I like I say, I'm thinking about trying to maintain a handicap of like plus, trying to get in the plus handicaps.
Yeah, fair dues. From Kieran Scurry, quite a strange name, but fair dues. How does Rick feel about playing golf in the UK in the winter? Is it better just saving money and spending time at the driving range and waiting until spring rather than battling courses often in challenging and wet, muddy conditions?
It is hard, isn't it? I can't really speak. I've just been in America and Dubai for 2 weeks, trying to run away from it all. But it is hard. It is challenging. Obviously, it's time to put a bit more work on your golf swing, at a driving range or getting lessons. And then if you can find nice links golf courses that don't cost too much, when we went up to Dunstable Castle, that was like 20 odd quid and you could play a really solid golf course. And I don't think that'd be too wet because it's quite linksy. Links golf is where you need to be going to.
I think someone that wants to improve, which I'm guessing Kieran does, that's a very good question, because is it really worthwhile? But the way I'd flip that is that everyone knows winter golf, certainly in parts of the UK, if it's not a links course, it's not as much fun. It's wet, it's soggy, the ball gets covered in mud. However, going back to the word fun, I think you've just got to try and make it fun. So rather than thinking, oh, it's wet, or I'm not going to hit it as far as I normally would, have more battles with your friends, have more like foursomes, yeah, or scrambles, or just do different things.
Or even just match play against each other, because then you're both playing the same golf course.
And then the other thing as well, actually, again, in Dubai, we played every round on a buggy, which is the kind of thing you do over there, it's so warm. But yesterday, day before yesterday when we played at the Belfry, we actually walked 18 holes, and I carried my bag. You used obviously a trolley, which is not too dissimilar, but I carried my bag. And on my Whoop band, there's all my fitness calories, whatever. I think it was like 1,500 calories, walking like 4 or 5 miles with quite a heavy golf bag. Plenty of golf balls in there because I need them. And I thought afterwards, no matter how I played, that's like doing a lot of running. You know, yeah, if you think about me going to do, that would be probably like 15K run, yeah, if not more. So I'd see it as that if you're going playing on a Saturday, even if the course is horrendous condition and you don't massively enjoy it, see the exercise.
Yeah, you got out in the fresh air, you spoke to your pals, you've had a bit of a fun time. And if you get wet, so what? You'll dry. And if you get muddy, so what? You can clean it. It's not the end of the world, but yeah, if you can find somewhere dry, you'll have more fun. Guy, thanks for a great 2023.
Thank you for a great 2023.
Let's continue to smash it in 2024. I'm not sure what camera is. That's camera. Thanks for the wonderful team here. Thanks for everyone listening, watching, etc. Have a great Christmas, everybody, and a happy new year. And we shall see you in 2024.
What would I buy a friend quickly for Christmas?
There's only one thing to buy. Tiger Stripe head cover.
Perfect.
While it's still available. The stock is very low of that. Check it out at rickshields.com. Thanks, everybody. Love you lots.
Love you lots.
See you soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape.
And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.